this is Dr. Amrita and welcome to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. Today I'm going to talk about a topic which is very close to my heart. It's about creativity and self-confidence. Whether STEM education is the way forward or creative sciences and arts. But before that, a little bit of the story. With STEM education being the focus, we forget to nurture creativity. But did you know exploring nature and nurturing creativity is one way of helping your child to learn better? Engineers can draw. A banker can be a graphic designer too. A scientist may be a doodle artist, and a doctor can also write. It's important you nurture a child's creativity. That's why it's beautiful to do not just science but also arts, because they are not really opposite ends of the brain. In fact, research has proved that exploring the artistic side of personality helps in critical thinking skills, improves mathematical prowess, and helps children become more well-rounded. In this age of learning skills, we should remember to help our children grow all the skills she shows interest in. Thinking out of the box, entrepreneurship, scientific innovations are all examples of creative thinking. So is doodle arts. Can you teach a 2-year-old how to make an aeroplane? Not really, but you can help them learn how to scribble, doodle, fingerprint, palm paint, and also collect leaves for making impressions. The right environment goes a long way in exploring creativity and growing a creative brain. The Lego block model is one other way where there is a children exploring creativity through play thing comes into action. I am an ENT surgeon and a teacher in a medical college. I also started writing in 2014 while I had no clue about what it involved. Blogging, that was an unfamiliar world. But I did learn. Tech stuff, I freelance as a creative content strategist too. Not possible if my mom didn't encourage me when I was a tiny tot. She told me to keep on learning. It didn't matter even after I got my degrees, I kept studying. Not only my medical textbook but also other books. But writing, that was not in the game plan. I kept in touch with my creative styles through doodling with my daughter, but writing was not on the agenda. How this helped was when I started teaching my daughters about storytelling. That's when I started writing too. Doing artwork and crafting is one other effective way to beat stress too. It's just not creativity for your soul, it's also stress buster for your mind. The relationship between creativity and intelligence is not really very complex. Einstein said, creativity is intelligence having fun. When we are being creative, we think out of the box. We challenge our right brain. Living a creative life is a beautiful way to live. But for that, you really need to know the secret. Secret is to believe in yourself. That's the first step to be creative. Rest comes with self-discipline and hard work. You have to remember that formal education has a big role in making a child confident. So you can't skip that. But I believe exploring creativity, thinking out of the box is a great way that parents can support the development of intelligence. It's just not supposed to be a one-way street. It's supposed to be a two-way street. That means we put in information into the child's brain, we teach them something, and then we ask them to explore how to put it out. Explore how they can express themselves. Literacy is more than just learning. It's also exploring and producing. That's the important part that as parents and teachers we can help them do more. It's important we admire a child's scribbles, those wall arts and random drawings, those short poems and the beautiful stories they say. Their expression of life around them gives us a clue to what they are thinking and their skills. It's important we nurture a child's creativity. Nurturing creativity and self-trust goes a long way in giving child self-confidence. Going that extra step to build their self-confidence is the best gift we can give them. Creativity is a form of deep self-expression. Research has proven that creativity, creative thinking, finding new solutions to old problems is what happens when children are encouraged to explore their creative side. When you encourage creative play, you improve self-trust and self-confidence. This has far-reaching ability to help children build their life better. Growing up, the child learns to value this side of theirs too, not only the marks they bring, but also this out-of-the-box thinking. Their self-confidence is their creative thinking and creative skills gives them that extra resource for problem solving. Motivation, human achievement, and your role as a parent are interlinked. But how? That is still a mystery. Our job as parents is to give them love, protection, guidance, and support so that she grows up to think for herself, be self-reliant, independent, and creative. By showing confidence and happiness in her achievement, I do give her critical life skills. You have to remember that whenever we appreciate a child's creativity, we are giving them a chance to feel more confident about themselves. Do you know what art does for a kid's brain? It improves cognitive skills, social and emotional development. It helps develop thinking tools and life skills like pattern recognition. The effect of drawing on memorization is also interesting. When we remove something and its associations, the pictorial representation is far more robust than words. That's why a picture is worth a thousand words. Drawing improves the memory by helping make multiple synaptic connections across the spectrum of our brain. It's like having a different way of finding a memory. The Steiner School of Education in Australia believes that art education should be an essential part of learning. That image needs to be used daily to help it create its magic. You don't need to be an artist to draw. You just need to believe. This is Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Health Wellbridge. And I'm Dr. Amrita, ENT surgeon based in Kolkata. Thank you so much for listening.